One of the highlights of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of shofar. This year, since Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the first day is on Shabbos, we only have shofar for one day. What's the nature of the mitzvah of shofar? Is shofar on Rosh Hashanah a mitzvah of tkiyah, or is it a mitzvah of shmiya? Is the mitzvah to blow the shofar, or is the mitzvah to hear the sound of the shofar? From some of the Mishnayos and Masechta Rosh Hashanah, you get somewhat of a confusing impression as to the nature of the mitzvah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, if you have the handout, please follow along with me. The Mishnah says, and source 1, Hatokeh letoch habor, o letoch hadus, etc., someone who blows shofar into a pit or into a cistern. If he hears the sound of the shofar, then he's yotze the mitzvah. But if he hears the sound of the echo, then he's not yotze the mitzvah. What does this Mishnah seem to imply? That the mitzvah of shofar is what? The tkiyah or the shmiyah? What do you think?
Shmiyah.
Shmiyah, exactly. If the mitzvah were the tkiyah, it shouldn't matter what kind of sound you hear. Even if you hear the sound of the kol havara, you hear the sound of the echo, but you still blew the shofar. So the fact that the Mishnah says that if you hear the sound of the echo, you're not yotze the mitzvah, that would imply that the mitzvah is the shmiyah, and you have to hear a kol shofar. By contrast, the Mishnah says in Source 2, on Daf Chav Tes, Amad Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, Acher Shot of a Katan Emotzina Sarabi Midei Chavasan, Acher Shot of a Katan cannot be motzi the tzibur, Zeh Aklal Klo She'enem Chuyi Bedavrin, Emotzi Sarabi Midei Chavasan. The rule is, this Mishnah is the rule. Right, the rule is that someone who's not a mechuyev bedavar cannot be motzi those who are mechuyev bedavar. And cherishot v'katan are examples of eina mechuyev bedavar. Now, if you assume that the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is the shmiya, why should it matter who's blowing the shofar? Even if a monkey is blowing the shofar, it should be fine. As long as you hear the sound of the shofar, that should be fine. Obviously, you can't hear the sound of something other than the shofar, but if you hear the sound of the shofar, that should be fine. So even if a cher shot of a cotton blows the shofar, what could be a problem if the mitzvah is the shmiyah? Clearly, this Mishnah seems to imply that the mitzvah is the tkiyah. What's more, the Mishnah says later on in Rosh Hashanah, in Source 3 on Daf Lamid Beis, Amid Beis, HaMisasek lo yotza, VaMishomem in HaMisasek lo yotza. Someone who's misasek, what does that mean? He's involved in the shofar. What does that mean? Says the Mefarshim explain, he's blowing to practice lehislamed. Let's say it's Rosh Hashanah morning, and he wants to practice. You know, it's his big day. He was never a Baal Tokeah. It's his first time, and he's nervous. So he's practicing Rosh Hashanah morning. And then it turns out that he's not able to blow later. Somehow he's not able to blow later. Was he yotze the mitzvah when he blew before? So the Mishnah says, no, if he's misasik, he's not yotze. He needs kavanah lotzeis. You have to have kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah. And someone who listens to the blowing of the misasik is not yotze either. Once again, if the mitzvah of shofar is the shmiya, why should it matter what the kavana of the tokeah is? As long as he's blowing the shofar and I hear the shofar, so then I should be able to be yotzeh. And source 4 as well, and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a brisa, Niskavin shomea v'lo niskavin mashmiya, Niskavin mashmiya v'lo niskavin shomea, lo yotzad shiiskavin shomea mashmiya. The brisa says that you're not yotzeh unless the shomea and the mashmiya are mechavin. To be yotzei, the shamei has to be mechavin to be yotzei. The mitzvah, the mashmi has to be mechavin to be motzi the shamei. What do you need kavana for? What do you need to link up the mashmiya and the shamei? The shamei hears the sound of the shofar. As long as the shamei has kavana lotzei, that should be sufficient. Why does the mashmiya have to have kavana to be motzi him as well? So it would appear from these last three sources that the mitzvah of shofar involves a tkiya, the blowing. And that's why you need a mechuyev bedavar for the tkiyah. The person who blows the shofar has to be a mechuyev bedavar. Misasek, someone who's not mechavin to be yotze the mitzvah, can't blow the shofar. You can't be yotze from his tkiyah. And the mashmiya, the tokeah has to be mechavin to be motzi the shomea in order for the shomea to be yotze. All these three makaras seem to imply that the tkiyah is part of the mitzvah. And yet the Mishnah about kol havara, about tokeh l'toch habor, seems to give us the impression that the mitzvah is the shmiya. So which one is it? Is the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah the tkiyah, or is the mitzvah the shmiya? So comes the Shagas Aryeh, and he suggests, maybe it's both. Maybe it's tzvei dinim, it's both. This is the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Vav. exact context of the Shagas is a little complicated. He's talking about Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Someone who's half an Eved Kenayni and half a Ben Chorin. Meaning he was an Eved Kenayni of Shutfim, and then one of the Shutfim freed him. So now he's a Chatzi Eved and a Chatzi Ben Chorin. The halacha is that he's chayiv in shofar. The chatzi ben chorin is chayiv in shofar. He has to hear the shofar from someone else. He can't blow for himself. Why? Because part of himself is an enem mechuyev b'davar. Part of him is an evin. So he can't blow for himself, but he is mechuyev. The tzad cheresh shebo is chayiv to hear shofar from someone else. That's the halacha of chatzi evin v'chatzi ben chorin. So in the midst of that discussion, I'm not going to talk about the details of that discussion, but in the midst of that discussion, the Shagasai makes the following comment. This is in Suas 9. The Ein Lechalek Veloma Deshani Tkiya Shofar Misham Mitzvahs Deikat Tkiya Shofar Bishmi Atalia Milsa. Don't tell me that shofar, the ikar of shofar is not the Mais Mitzvah, the Mais Tkiya, but rather the whole shofar is the Shmiya. And then he concedes, V'chen Kosov HaRosh B'Shem B'Hag Hadim Mavarchen L'Shmar Kol Shofar V'la Mavarchen L'Tkoa B'Shofar or Al Tkiya Shofar. K'mal Mikra Megillah, Mishim de Mishmias Kol Shofar Hu de Yotzei V'lo B'tkiya Shofar. The Rosh quotes on the Mahag that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah Shofar with Shmia, and that's why the Nusach HaBrach is Lishmar Kol Shofar. And he adds, K'ditnana Tokel Tochabor, if he hears the call of her, it's not going to be Yotzei. Sounds like the Mitzvah is the Shmia. Says the Shagasai, skipping to the next paragraph, Holesa. That's not true. It can't be that the mitzvah of shofar is limited to the shmiya. It's got to involve the tkiya as well, he says. If you have a mitzvah shebedibur, like Kiddush, Mikra Megillah, it's totally in dibur, it's totally in the kriya, in the tkiya. Same thing over here. Then ken shaper damul adadi the mitzvah tkiya shofar, but tkiya gufei nami talia. From the din of Mesasek, you see that Kia has to be part of the mitzvah. The fact that Chereshot V'Kotin can't be Motzias Arabim, that also shows you that the Tkia must be part of the mitzvah. He said, "I thought the Tkia Shofar b'Shmiya l'Chudnik b'Mitzvah." So, Amay Shomer min Amesatzik v'Mishen v'Mechuyah b'Davar lo Yotza. Who cares who's blowing? If the mitzvah is the Shmiya, the key is that I heard the sound of the shofar. What does it matter who's blowing? Don't we call Mokum Kol Shofar Shomeya? Elavada Kida Amran says the Shagasari. You know what? They really are Tzvei Dinim. Yes, Shmiya is part of the mitzvah, but Kiyah must also be part of the mitzvah, because if not, then it shouldn't matter who's blowing the shofar. It shouldn't matter whether it's a Chereshot of a Katan, it shouldn't matter whether it's a Misasek. The reality is, as long as you hear the sound of the shofar, that should be sufficient. This is the Shagas Aryeh's Yesod. But the Bahag doesn't seem to say like the Shagas Aryeh. Right? It's interesting, the Bahag that the Rosh quoted doesn't really seem to say like the Shagas Aryeh. Let's look back at that Rosh in Sua 7. V'chein kasa b'hag. It's in the second line. Hadam mevarchan l'shma b'kol shofar l'mevarchan l'tkoa b'shofar or al tkiya shofar. Mishem d'mishpias kol shofar hu yotze v'lo b'tkiya shofar. The b'hag says you yotze with shmia, not with tkiya. The Shagas Aryeh wants us to believe that there are tzvei dinim here. There are both elements. But from the b'hag you get the impression that it's only shmia. It's only Shmiya. There is no Tkiya, is not involved at all in the mitzvah. And that's why he says we make a bracha Lishma Kol Shofar. His nusach is actually Lishma B'Kol Shofar. Our nusach is Lishma Kol Shofar. He says the nusach HaBracha implies that the mitzvah is fulfilled through the Shmiya, not through the Tkiya. He seems to take Shmiya very seriously, that's the only element in Shofar, not like the Shagas Aryeh that they're at Tzvei Din. The Rambam, in his Tshuvas Pe'er Hadar, formulates this halacha even more starkly, even more sharply. The Rambam says, "Sheila, ma'u achiluk sheyesh ben lishma kol shofar ben al tkiya shofar." Someone asked the Rambam a Sheila, what's the difference in the nusach habracha whether you say lishma kol shofar, al tkiya shofar? What does it matter? You mention the shofar. Says the Rambam, turning to page 2, chiluk godol ben, there's a great chiluk between them. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-miyuchedes Eina hatkia ella b'shmiya sagi. The mitzvah is not the tkiya, it's b'shmiya. If the mitzvah were the tkiah, then everyone would have to blow for himself. How does he know that? Why can't one blow for everyone else? Look, everyone has to take a lulav. Sukkah, everyone has to sit in the sukkah. So, if the mitzvah of the shofar were the tkiah, then everyone should have to blow himself. If someone listens but was not tokeya, if you hold the mitzvah is the tkiya, he wouldn't be yotzei. The tokeya, even if he doesn't hear, should be yotzei the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the tkiya, then you need tkiya, but you don't need shmiya. The ena didn't came, but the Rambam says that's wrong. Ki a mitzvah hi a shmiya v'lo a tkiya. The mitzvah is only the shmiya, not the tkiya. The Rambam says it beferish. The mitzvah is the shmiya, not the tkiya. But he gives a very interesting mashal to this. The k'mosha asuka a mitzvah hi ha yeshiva v'lo ha asiya. The belulav hanatila v'lo ba ogdan. Kach zo sha mitzvah hi a shmiya. The Rambam says that when it comes to sukkah, what's the mitzvah? Yeshiva b'sukkah, sitting in the sukkah. The building of the sukkah, says the Rambam, that's not the mitzvah. Asiya sa sukkah, that's not the mitzvah. Eged halulav? Tying up the lulav. We have in the paskin that lulav ain't sorech eged, but lechatchila mishim zakeli van veyu, we tie up the lulav. But the eged, that's not the mitzvah. What is the eged? What is the asiyas hasukkah? What is that? What's the term that we use for that? Two words.
Hechitimtza.
A hechitimtza, that's good. Another two words I'm looking for.
Hechshemitzvah.
Hechshemitzvah, exactly, Ephraim. It's a hechshemitzvah. It's a preparatory act that we need to enable the mitzvah. It's quite strong, right? That's quite a strong mashal. Says the Rambam, "Kshu tokea ani yotzi dechavosi b'mashani shemay." When someone blows, I'm yotze with what I hear. The Rambam says, "You know why we don't make a bracha l'tkoa b'shofar? Because tkiya shofar is like asiyas hasukkah." The Rambam seems to be saying tkiya shofar is not a part of the mitzvah at all. It's just a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory act that's needed in order to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's not part of the mitzvah b'chlal. That's quite a strong formulation. The Rambam and the Bahag are working together. They both hold that the mitzvah of shofar is only the shmiya, not the tkiya. The tkiya is just the hechsher mitzvah. That's why the Rambam gives the moshe from asiyas hasukkah. And that's why, says the Bahag, the brocha is lishma kol shofar. The Rambam echoes a similar sentiment. The Nusach HaBrocha focuses only on the Shmiya, not the Tkiya, because the mitzvah is the Shmiya, the Tkiya is just the Hechsher Ba'alma. So the problem is, according to the Bahag and the Rambam, how do we understand Misasik and Chereshot HaVekatan? Why can't someone be Yotzei if the Chereshot HaVekatan blows for him, or the Misasik blows for him? Who cares who's blowing? The reality is, he heard the sound of the shofar, so what could be the problem? A group of Achronim suggest that maybe the answer is, that even if the shofar involves only Shmiya, even if you fulfill the mitzvah through the shmiya and the tkiya is only the hechsher mitzvah, but what must you hear? You have to hear the kol shofar shel mitzvah. If you don't hear a kol shofar shel mitzvah, then you're not going to be yotze. It's not just that you have to hear a sound emanating from the shofar. You have to hear a kol shel mitzvah. So the reason why someone who's not a mechuyav bedavar, or someone who doesn't have kavana lahotzi, or kavana lotzeis, cannot be the Baal Tokeya for the Shomea, that's because his Tkiya doesn't create a Kol Shel Mitzvah. So the person who hears that sound of the shofar is not hearing Kol Shel Mitzvah, so that's why he's not able to be Yotzei. This is an idea that the Yeshuas Yaakov suggests, the Levush, and later the Chazon Ish. So I gave you a piece in Chazon Ish, it's an easy piece to read. Chazon Ish in Suah 6 writes, V'chein le'inyan tkiya shofar ino yotze b'shmiya lebekol shofar shel mitzvah. You're not yotze with stam shmiya, only with a kol shofar shel mitzvah. The hilka hazad lechazanish, and a yotze mecher shot of a katan, velomi misasek. You can't be yotze from the cher shot of a katan or the misasek, because it's not a kol shel mitzvah. Vachenke shel lo kiven chavero lotzio, and also if the mashmiya was not mechaven to be motzi, diladide lo havi kol shofar shel mitzvah. Says the chazanish, the yisod is that you don't need a mechuyav bedover in order to be yotze, because you're sort of being yotze through like a shomea ka'one, that it's as if you're tokeya. The real mitzvah is the tkiya, and when you hear from someone who's tokeya, then it's like you're tokeya itself. No, if that were the case, right? That's not the reason why you need a bar chiyuva, says the Chazon Ish. The reason why you need a bar chiyuva is because without Without the Bar Chiyuva blowing from the shofar, then you didn't hear a Kol Shel Mitzvah. You didn't hear a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah is exclusively the Shmia, but you have to hear a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah, and without that, you're not going to be able to the mitzvah. Okay, this is the Shita of the Bahag and the Rambam. But the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who argues with the Bahag and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam Kosav says the Rosh there in Sua 7, Sheesh Levarech Al Tkiya Shofar. Rabbeinu Tam had a different Nusach HaBracha. He said you should make the Bracha Al Tkiya Shofar. Why? Mishum da Asiyasa hi Gemar Mitzvasa. Because Asiyasa, the Tkiyasa Shofar, is the Gemar Mitzvasa. Sounds like from the Rabbeinu Tam that he understands the mitzvah is completed through the tkiya. Even without a shmiya b'chlal. That's what it sounds like at first glance. It's a pella. Rabbeinu Tam seems to say the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is fulfilled through the tkiya without a shmiya at all. What's the pella against the Rabbeinu Tam? What's the kasha? Which source is a problem against the Rabbeinu Tam? Shalom?
The Mishnah
of Zayin HaMabez. Mishnah Chav Zayin Obey says that if you hear only the Kol Avara, you're not going to be Yotze. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, if the mitzvah is fulfilled through the Tkiya alone, so what's the problem? Whether I hear a Kol Shofar, I hear a Kol Avara, I don't have to hear any Kol. Maybe even if I stuffed up my ears and I'm not going to hear anything, like the Rambam has. Afilu Sosam Oznov B'tachlis Astima. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, L'chor you should be Yotze. Well, what's the problem? How do we understand that Mishnah according to the Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbi Shachter suggests in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Gimel that the Rabbeinu Tam is working with the Shagas Aryeh's construct. He's saying something similar to the Shagas Aryeh. That there really must be Tzvei Dinim here. There must be two elements to the mitzvah of Shofar. There has to be the mitzvah, there has to be the element of Tkiya, obviously. That's why the Rabbeinu Tam says the Nusach HaBrocha is Al Tkiya Shofar. But even the Rabbeinu Tam admits that Shmiya is part of the mitzvah. What does that mean? What two elements could there be? The Beshechta points out that the Rav has a famous yisod. The Rav distinguished between two types of mitzvahs. Normally, when we have a mitzvah that involves a maisa, so the maisa mitzvah and the kiyama mitzvah are one and the same. The mitzvah of hanachas tefillin involves a maisa, so the maisa mitzvah is putting on the tefillin, and the kiyama mitzvah is putting on the tefillin, right? The fulfillment of the mitzvah occurs through the putting on of the tefillin. The mitzvah of kiddush is a mitzvah b'dibur, so you're supposed to recite the kiddush, and you yotze by reciting the kiddush. So in most mitzvahs that involve a maisa, you fulfill the mitzvah by doing that maisa. But the Rav pointed out that there are several mitzvahs that there's a distinction between the maisa mitzvah and the kiyama mitzvah. That there is a maisa involved in the mitzvah, there is an act involved in the mitzvah, but the kiyum mitzvah is belev. There's an emotional kiyum mitzvah. The actual fulfillment of the mitzvah is not through the maisa. The maisa helps you fulfill the mitzvah, but the real kiyum mitzvah is belev. Let me give you just a few examples of this. One popular example is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Rambam in Hilchas Yom Tov in Source 10, in Perek Vav, the Rambam writes, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Shmonas Yimei HaChag, Imshar Yomim Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainis. On the Shalosh Regolim, on all the Yomim Tovim, there's an Isser of Hesped V'Tainis. Says the Rambam, V'chayiv Odom Lios Bahen Sameach V'Tov Lev, Hu Ubana V'Ishto B'nei Beisav V'Chalanil V'm Olav. And a person has to be Sameach V'Tov Lev. He has to ensure that his B'nei Bayis are Smechim V'Tov Lev. Shenema V'Samachta B'Chagecha. The mitzvah V'Samachta B'Chagecha, according to the Rambam, is to be Sameach V'Tov Lev. And the Rambam continues, Avo Bisha Simcha Amarkan Hi Karban Shlomim. Even though V'samachta B'chagecha is really talking about the Karban Shlomim, to bring Karbonas on the Yom Tov, Kamo She'onim B'varim B'ilchas Chagiga, Yesh B'chlal Osa Simcha L'smach U'banu B'bnei Beso Kolecha V'echa Karoylo. In addition to the Karban Shlomim, B'chlal Simcha is that each person has to be Sameach Kolecha Karoylo. And the Rambam continues to explain that there's a concept of basa v'yayin. Men should eat meat and drink wine. A husband should give nice clothing to his wife. He should give out candies and nuts and delicacies to the children because they'll enjoy that. That's also part of Simchas Yom Tov. So Simchas Yom Tov involves a maisa, right? The maisa of achilas basa and shtiyas yayin. But what really is the mitzvah of Simcha according to the Rambam? He doesn't say v'samach b'chagecha means that you have to eat basar and drink wine, and women have to, the husbands have to get them nice clothing. He, that's part of the mitzvah, but that's not the ikar. What's the ikar? V'chayiv adam lios ben samer v'tov lev. The ikar is the simcha shebelev, the feeling in the heart. The kiyam of the mitzvah simchas yom tov is a kiyam belev, even though there is a maisa mitzvah to the mitzvah as well. Similarly, when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillah, the Rambam in Source 11, at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, he cites what the mitzvahs are in the koseres and the heading to the halachas. The Rambam always tells you which mitzvahs they are. So he writes, Hilchas Tefillah, Birchas Kohanim, Yesh Bechlol, and Shtei Mitzvahs Asay. There are two mitzvahs in Tefillah and Birchas Kohanim. Aleph, Lavor Es Hashem B'Tefillah B'chol Yom. And Beis, Lavorah Kohanim Es Yisrael B'chol Yom. What's this first mitzvah? Tefillah, Lavor Es Hashem B'Tefillah B'chol Yom. The mitzvah is to be Oved Es Hashem. And then, when the Rambam starts Hilchas Tefillah Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lehispalel B'chol Yom, Shenemer V'avadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem. There's a mitzvah Saseh to daven every day. What does it mean to daven? To say Tefillah, as we know it. To say the Nusach HaTefillah. The Rambam is going to describe it. Mipi Hashmo Amru Shavodah Zoi Tefillah, V'nemer Lovda B'chol Avavchem, Amru Chachamim Ezoi Avodah Shebelev Zo Tefillah. The Rambam is going back and forth. In the Koseres, he says, the mitzvah of tefillah is lavod es Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tfilah, with tefillah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah. The goal is lavod es Hashem, the avodah shebelev, the kiyum belev, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. But what do we do? How do we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tefillah? By being mispalah, by saying the nusach HaTefillah that the Rambam is going to describe in Hilchas Tefillah. Once again, we find the mitzvah that has two elements. There's a ma'isa mitzvah. A person has to speak. A person has to be medaber. Bifnei ha-melech, a person has to be mispala. But what's the goal? The goal is avodah shebelev. The goal is to have a heartfelt connection with the Ribono shel Olam through the tefillah. And the third example the Rav gave is the mitzvah of tshuva, Yana Diyoma. The Rambam in Source 13 in the Koseres Hilchas Tshuva, he writes, Hilchas Tshuva mitzvah achasi. What's the mitzvah of tshuva? To experience a transformation. To actually change. But what does the Rambam write in Hilchas Tshuva, in the Halacha itself, in Source 14? When a person does tshuva, he has to say vidui. So the Rav pointed out, from the Lashon HaRambam, you get the impression the mitzvah is vidui. Mitzvah is not tshuva. Tshuva is like a hechetimtza. If you want to do tshuva, then you have to say vidui. But yet the Rambam in the Koseres said the mitzvah is sheyoshev hachote mecheto. So what's going on? The answer, said the Rav, is that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of tshuva, of course, is to do tshuva. How can tshuva not be tshuva? Right? The mitzvah of tshuva is to change. Vidui is the maisa mitzvah that a person has to do in order to bring himself to the kiyum belev. The maisa mitzvah is vidui, but the kiyum mitzvah of tshuva is the kiyum belev when a person actually experiences a transformation of the heart. So there are several mitzvahs that we see that there's a distinction between the maisa mitzvah and the kiyum mitzvah, especially when the kiyum mitzvah is belev. Simchas yom tov, tefillah, and tshuva. Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest that maybe shofar is the same. What the Rabbi Natam is saying is basically there are tzvei dinim in shofar. There's the tkiya and the shmiya. The tkiya is the maisa mitzvah of shofar. The shmiya is the kiyu mitzvah of shofar. The kiyu mitzvah of shofar is, so to speak, belave. It's belave. It's in the heart. You hear it. It enters into the mind and the heart. You're not doing an action. You're being passive. But that's the kiyu mitzvah shofar. It's not that tkiyah is not part of the mitzvah. It's not just the hechsher mitzvah, according to the Rabbi Natam. It's not a hechsher mitzvah like the Rambam and the Bahag would have us believe. The Rabbi Natam holds the tkiyah is part of the mitzvah. It's the maisa mitzvah. But the kiyu mitzvah is through the shmir. And that's why the Rabbi Natam holds that the nusach habrocha is al tkiyah shofar. Because the Rabbi Natam is of the opinion that what is the bracha instituted on? Chazal always institute brichas ha-mitzvah on the ma'isa mitzvah. That's what the Rabbi Natam holds. Reb Chaim echoes a similar sentiment in the stencils. Reb Chaim on Shas, in the very first page, Chaim in Suas 15. Chaim points out that the Yerushalmi paskins that someone, if Reuven is Kovea Mezuzah in the house of Shimon, his friend, who makes the bracha? Reuven. The person who's Kovea the Mezuzah makes the bracha, Shegashanim in Suas of Itzivanu, Likvoa Mezuzah. So why is that? He's not fulfilling the mitzvah, Reb Chaim posits. Reb Chaim says the person who lives in the home is fulfilling the mitzvah. So why should the person who's kaveh the mezuzah make the bracha? Hadam avar misha kaveh mezuzah bebayis chaveru after who ain't a makayim shum mitzvah. The kiyam ha-mitzvah tali b'misha olav chiyav ha-mitzvah. The person who's living in the home is makayim the mitzvah. The one who's kaveh the mezuzah is not makayim the mitzvah. So why should the kaveh mezuzah make the bracha? Hainu taim azok Reb Chaim kevan shebazah ha-maisa yesh bo kiyam mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah hi. Umavarchin al maisa mitzvah sha'asa. Reb Chaim says, as long as there's a kiyum mitzvah that comes out of the maisa, so then it's called a maisa mitzvah, and you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. The brachas were instituted on the maisa mitzvah. Then he contrasts this with tzitzis, but that's the yesod Reb Chaim has. That by mezuzah, the kfiyas ha-mezuzah is the maisa mitzvah, and you make a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. So even though the kovea mezuzah is not fulfilling any mitzvah, that's the person who's living in the home is fulfilling the mitzvah, but since he's doing the maisa mitzvah, he makes the bracha. Rabbeinu Tam holds that on shofar, we make a bracha al tkiya shofar. You know why? Rabbi Shechter wants to suggest, Rabbeinu Tam holds that tkiya shofar is the maisa mitzvah of shofar. It's not the kiyum mitzvah of shofar. Obviously, the kiyum mitzvah of shofar is bishmiya. And that's why, if you hear the kol avar, you're not going to be yotzei. But the tkiya is the maisa mitzvah. And since it's the maisa mitzvah, Chazal were misaking the nusach habracha al tkiya shofar, like they're always misaking the nusach habracha on the maisa mitzvah. What's the Rambam going to hold? So I think the answer is one of two possibilities. The Rambam will either hold that normally we make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah, not on a maisa mitzvah, against Reb Chaim. It's hard to believe, right? Reb Chaim is against the Rambam. Okay, but that's one possibility, right? That the Rambam will say that you make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. Ah, you make a bracha l'kvor mezuzah. The Rambam might hold that the kiyum mitzvah is to be kover the mezuzah. It says uchsavtam al mezuzahs beisecha. Uchsavtam. It doesn't say that you should live in a home with a mezuzah. Maybe the Rambam taka holds the kiyum mitzvah is to be kover the mezuzah. Of course, you're supposed to live in the home with the mezuzah, but the mitzvah is to be kover the parchment on the mezuzah. Maybe. Efshem. The other possibility is to say that maybe the Rambam agrees normally that Chazal will always kovea the Birchas HaMitzvah on a Maisa Mitzvah. But that's where you have a Maisa Mitzvah and a Kiyum Mitzvah. If you have a Maisa Mitzvah, then the Rambam would say, of course, the Nusach HaBracha should be on the Maisa Mitzvah. But what is Shofar? Is there a Maisa Mitzvah by Shofar? The Rambam in the Tshuva said that Kiyah is not a Maisa Mitzvah at all. It's just a Hechsha Mitzvah. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. So just like we don't make a bracha on the Hechsher of Asiyas HaSukkah, the Rambam would say, you make a bracha, Lishma Kol Shofar, because you can't make a bracha on the Tkiyah, it's just a Hechsher Mitzvah. Avada, normally you make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah, if you have a Maisa Mitzvah, so then of course you make a bracha on a Maisa Mitzvah. But by Shofar, there is no Maisa Mitzvah. There is no Maisa Mitzvah. There's only a kiyum mitzvah. If there's only a kiyum mitzvah, so what are you supposed to do? Not make a bracha b'chalal? So Efshem and Kenzogin, that the Rambam holds, even though normally Chazal kovea birchas ha-mitzvah on the maisa mitzvah, but if there's no maisa mitzvah, if there's only a hechsher mitzvah, so then Chazal will kovea the bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. And that's why we recite the bracha l'shma kol shofar. The question is, where did the Rambam get this from? Rambam felt that the tkiyah is only a hechsher mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam feels it's the mice part of the Maisa Mitzvah. How do they know this? Where did these shittas come from? That the mitzvah of shofar is the shmiyah, the mitzvah of shofar is the tkiyah. How do you know? So the answer probably is we have to go back to the psukim. Let's take a look at the psukim and maybe we'll gain some insight from the psukim and from a comment of Chazal in the Gemara, from a Braisa in the Gemara as well. What's the source of the mitzvah of shofar? So in Suah 16 we have the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, leimer b'chodesh ha-shvi, b'echel ha-chodesh, yilachem shabason, zichron trua mikra kodesh. So the pasuk in Parshas Emor, the Parshas Hamadim, refers to Rosh Hashanah as zichron trua mikra kodesh. What does zichron trua mean? So it means something to do with the shofar. In Surah 17, in Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says, "V'chodesh hashvi be'echad lachodesh mikra kodesh yelachem kamalechas avoda losasu yom trua yelachem." Also, the Torah refers to the shofar, but it's very interesting. There's a different lashon. In Bamidbar, it says yom trua yelachem. In Parshas Emor, it says zichron trua mikra kodesh. What does zichron trua mikra kodesh mean? So if you look at Rashi, there Rashi says zichron doesn't mean to remember, to be thinking about the trua. It means to mention the trua. It's referring to psukim of malchios, zichronos, and shofars. That's how Rashi interprets. The poshup shot in the pasuk, and this seems to be the way that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis interprets, zichron trua means that there's something belief, right? That you're thinking about the trua. Thinking about the trua. Yerushalmi has a very interesting interpretation of Zichron Trua. Yerushalmi says that why don't we blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah is Chalios B'Shabbos? It's a din d'oraisa. Because the Pasuk says Yom Trua Yelachem, and the Pasuk also says Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh, Kan B'Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, Kan B'Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Chol. That's the Yerushalmi's maskana. The Bavli presents that in the beginning on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, but the Bavli rejects that. Ultimately, the Bavli says it's a Gzeira Derabba, it's a Gzeira Derabbanan, but the Yerushalmi assumes L'maskana, the reason why we don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos is because that's what Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh is talking about. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, we only think about the shofar. We don't actually blow shofar. But Pashup Shan in the Pasuk is that there's some element belave related to the shofar. So Efshem and Kenzogin, that's what the Rambam saw. The Rambam saw that the ikar of shofar, the kiyum of shofar, is in the Shmiah. Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh sounds like the kiyum of the mitzvah shofar is dafka belev. So aye, but it says Yom Trua Yelachem. The Rambam says Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh tells me what Yom Trua Yelachem means. Yom Trua Yelachem is not telling me that the tkiyah is a part of the mitzvah. No, it's just the Akshah mitzvah. The mitzvah is Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. This is the first pasuk that refers to shofar. In Parshas Emor, before Parshas Pinchas. So the Ram says, take Parshas Emor. That's the ikur of shofar. Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. The whole shofar is a kiyum belev. There is no Maisa mitzvah to shofar. Tkiyah is just a Akshah mitzvah. Comes to Rabbeinu Tam and says, no, why should you say that Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh reinterprets Yom Trua Yelachem and tells me that the mitzvah shofar is only the kiyum belev of Shmiah? Maybe it's Tzvei Dinim. Both elements are there. There's an element of Tkiyah, there's an element of Shmiah. The Tkiyah is the Maisa mitzvah, the Shmiah is the kiyum belev. So it could be the Machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is how to interpret these psukim. Should we say both psukim relate to the mitzvah? Both psukim indicate different, each one of the psukim indicates a different element of shofar? Or should we say no, that the pasuk Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh reinterprets Yom Trua Yelachem, and it tells me that the whole mitzvah is fulfilled through the Shmiah? There is an interesting Gemara that also might shed light on this topic, and that is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. In Source 5, the Gemara is trying to figure out, how do you know that there's a mitzvah shofar? Tana Rabbana Minayin Sheba Shofar. How do you know that you blow on Rosh Hashanah from a shofar? It just says Yom Trua Yelachem Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. How do you know a shofar? Tamalomar V'Havarta Shofar Trua B'Chodesh Hashvi. Right? There's an inyan on the Yom Kippur of Yovel to blow shofar. Pasuk and Parshas Bahar. V'Havarta Shofar Trua. Ein Li Ela B'Yovel B'Rosh Hashanah Minayin. Tamalomar B'Chodesh Hashvi. Shein tamalam v'chodesh hashvi. Ma tamalam v'chodesh hashvi. Sheyu kol truah shel chodesh hashvi zeh kazeh. B'chodesh hashvi teaches me that the yovel of Yom Kippur you blow shofar, and Rosh Hashanah of every chodesh hashvi you blow shofar. U'menayin shepshutu lefaneah. How do you know you blow a tkiyah before the truah? Tamalamar v'havarta shofar truah. V'havarta is before truah. U'menayin shepshutu le'achareah. Tamalamar taviru shofar. There's the Havarta before Trua, and there's a Tavir Shofar after Trua, in the Tkios of Yovel. Vein li ela b'Yovel, b'Rosh Hashanah Minayin, same idea, that it says, b'chodesh hashvi, shiu kol Trua, sachodesh hashvi, zeh kazeh. What do you see? We're learning the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah from the Shofar of Yovel. What does it say by Yovel? V'Havarta Shofar Trua. The Torah formulates the mitzvah of the tkios of Yovel as a loshon v'havarta, an active verb, a tkia, a ma'ase tkia. Clearly on Yovel it would seem that the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah of tkia. So the fact that we're learning some of the halachas of shofar and Rosh Hashanah from shofar of Yovel would clearly seem to imply that if the word v'havarta, if the word taviru, applies to the mitzvah of Shofar and Yovel, maybe it should apply to the mitzvah of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah as well. If the mitzvah of Shofar and Yovel is a mitzvah of Tkiyah, so Tkiyah must be an element of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah too? That's what the Rabbeinu Tam thought, perhaps. And what's the Rambam going to respond? The Rambam will say, no, Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh is the pasuk that teaches me the Yesod of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. I, v'havarta Shofar Trua, Taviru Shofar, Yom Trua Yilachem. No, no, no. From Yovel, we're only learning the Pirtei Halachos of Shofar. We're learning the fact that you need three truas, and the fact that you need a tkiah before and a tkiah after. We're learning the details of the mitzvah. But the ikar of the mitzvah, that we're not going to learn from Yovel. That we learn from Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. The ikar is the kiyam belev, the shmiah, that's it, says the Rambam. The Rabbeinu Tam says, no, why are you putting your head in the sand? There's a pasuk Yom Truah Yelachem, in addition to Zichron Truah Mikra Kodesh. There are psukim by Yovel that would seem to imply that the tkiyah is part of the mitzvah by shofar of Yovel. So if it's true by shofar of Yovel, Chodesh Hashvi should tell me, Kol Truah Chodesh Hashvi, Zekozeh. The mitzvah of tkiyah has to be part of the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah as well. So it could very well be that the Machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam had to understand the nature of the mitzvah of shofar, whether it's exclusively shmiah, and the tkiyah is just a hechsher mitzvah, or it's tzvei dinim, like the Shagasai wants to say, shmiah and tkiyah. Rabbi Shechter's further elaboration that tkiyah is the ma'aseh mitzvah and the shmiah is the kiyam belev. That whole discussion might lie behind the psukim. It might really be a machlokas and how to understand the psukim which teach us the mitzvah of shofar. What's a nafkamina l'ma'aseh? A nafkamina l'maisa, aside from Nusach HaBrocha, obviously Nusach HaBrocha is the most basic nafkamina. Whether we say Litkoa, whether we say Altkia Shofar, we say Lishma Kol Shofar. Is there any other nafkamina? So there are several issues that the Achronim point out that might hinge on this question as to whether the mitzvah of Shofar is in the Shmia or the mitzvah is the Tkia. I'll just mention a few of them. One of the famous nafkamina that's mentioned, which really is like a shir unto itself, for those who are in the shir in Maseches Sukkah, you're probably familiar with a few of these ideas, so we're not going to be marech in this. But what's the din if you're tokeya, if you blow with a shofar hagozel? Let's say you steal a horn, a ram's horn, and you blow with that shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Can you be yotzi with that tkiyah or not? So the Rambam has a very famous formulation here. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Shofar, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, this is in Source 19. Shofar Agozel Shetaka Bo Yotza. Ram says you can be Yotza. Ksheina Mitzvah LeBishmiya Sakol, Avo Bishlo Noga Bo Vlo Yigbiyo Hashemaya. The Mitzvah is only in the Shmiya Sakol, says the Ram Lashitasa. Ve'ein Bekol Din Gezel. There's no Din Gezel in Kol. The sound is not a Cheftza, it's not an object, so there's no Gezel. What's the Ram saying? How can you be yotzei with shofar gozel? It's a mitzvah above avera. You're doing a mitzvah with the avera of gezel. So says the Rambam, but there's no gezel in kol. So there's no gezel in kol. It's not a mitzvah above avera. What's the Rambam alluding to? So the Rav explained the Rambam that the Rambam understood that the idea of mitzvah above avera is like Reb Chaim's approach. Reb Chaim explained that the din of mitzvah baba vera tells me that I can't fulfill a mitzvah with a cheftza shel avera. If I did an avera with an object, and now this object is transformed, it's viewed as a chefetz shel avera, so I can't do a mitzvah with that chefetz. When you steal an object, there's a chiyuv hashava in this object, there are certain halachas that are chal in this object. So the din of mitzvah baba vera tells me that I can't do a mitzvah with a chevetz agozel because it's a chevetz shalaver. I can't do a mitzvah with a chevetz shalaver. So comes the Rambam and says, it's not a problem by shofar agozel because there is no chevetz shal mitzvah. I can't do a mitzvah, I can't use a chevetz shalaver as a chevetz shal mitzvah. But in shofar, there is no chevetz shal mitzvah because the mitzvah is fulfilled through the shmiah. The tkiyah is just a hechsher. So if the tkiyah is just a hechsher, there is no cheftza in the mitzvah. The whole, the cheftza shel mitzvah, the kol, a kol is not a cheftza. I know, in a, you know, in a brisker sense, we can call the kol a cheftza. But the kol is not a cheftza shel mitzvah. So zok the Rambam, because there's no cheftza shel mitzvah, the psul of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply. The Hagos HaShri, at the very end of Rosh Hashanah, argues with the Rambam. In Source 18, we have that the Hagos HaShri writes, Shofar Hagozol Pasul. Right, if he steals the shofar and it's ready made, not that he took it off the animal and he changed the shofar, he did a shinu. If he did a shinu, then he'll be kona the chayfet zagozel. But if he stole the shofar that's ready made, you know, he took the shofar, he was going into the Judaica store erev Yom Tov and he stole the shofar from the individual. Sokda goes a shri shofar gozel is pasul. He argues with the Rambam. What's the Hagos HaShri saying? Obviously, he holds that it is a mitzvah b'aver. Why should shofar gozel be a mitzvah b'aver? Ein b'kol din gezel. So there are different ways to understand the shita, but one way to look at the Hagos HaShri is to say that maybe he argues fundamentally with the Rambam in terms of the nature of the mitzvah of shofar. Maybe he agrees to Reb Chaim's Yisod the mitzvah b'aver applies whenever I do a mitzvah with a cheftza shel avera. It only applies if I'm doing a mitzvah, if I'm using a cheftza shel avera as a cheftza shel mitzvah. But he claims that there is a cheftza shel mitzvah by shofar. Why is there a cheftza shel mitzvah? Because he assumes that the mitzvah is not just the shmiah, but it's the tkiyah as well. It's the tkiyah as well. So if the mitzvah involves the tkiyah as well, so then there is a cheftza shel mitzvah, so the psula mitzvah b'aver would apply to the mitzvah of shofar. Another nafkamina that is mentioned in this context is the comment of the Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Shofar. There's a big discussion of Machlokas HaMaroim in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah whether mitzvah Tzvichas Kavana or mitzvah Ein Tzvichas Kavana. A big sugya. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to get to it. That's the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yudalet and Kuf Tezvav and Psochim. There's a lot to be said. But there's a famous stira in the Rambam regarding this question. Do mitzvahs require kavana? Do I have to have kavana lotzeis? Do I have to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah when I do the mitzvah in order to be yotze? The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam writes that if a person is forced to eat the matzah, he's yotze. He doesn't want to eat the matzah. He doesn't want to do the mitzvah. But someone forces him to eat the matzah, he is yotze. So from that Rambam, you get the impression that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And yet the Rambam in Hilchas Shofar says that if someone hears shofar from a misasek, right, someone is blowing in order to practice, and another person hears from him, he's not going to be yotze. From that, it seems like the Rambam holds mitzvah sichas kavana. Steer in the Rambam. Contradiction in the Rambam. How can you be miyashiv to steer? In Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam says you don't need kavana. Even if you're forced, it's fine. By shofar, he says you don't need kavana. Why? Well, why do you need kavana by shofar? You don't need kavana by matzah. Why do you need kavana by shofar? And if you need kavana by shofar, why don't you need kavana by matzah? That's the pilei plum in the Rambam. There's a lot of ink that's been spilled on this theory in the Rambam. We're going to get to it in Mitzvah Shem. But the Magen Mishnah has a very telling answer to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah in Source 21 wants to suggest, you know what the difference is between matzah and shofar? One word. Maisa. When it comes to matzah, you're doing a maisa. Magen Mishnah says if you're doing a maisa, you don't need kavana. As long as you do the maisa mitzvah, you're going to be yotze with the maisa mitzvah. That's why when it comes to Hilchas Chametz Matzah, the Rambam paskins that you don't need kavana. Because matzah involves a maisa. But shofar, the Rambam l'shitaso, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of shofar is fulfilled through the shmiah exclusively. The tkiyah is just a hechsher mitzvah. It's fulfilled exclusively through the Shemiah, says the Rambam. So if the mitzvah of shofar is fulfilled exclusively through the Shemiah, the whole mitzvah is belayed. If the whole mitzvah is belayed, then the Rambam says, then you need kavana. Because without kavana, you're not connecting to this mitzvah. You can't connect to the mitzvah. If the whole mitzvah is belayed, you can't connect to the mitzvah without kavana. If the mitzvah is b'maisa, so then you can connect with through the maisa itself. You don't need the kavana. But if the mitzvah is belayed, the mitzvah is the Shemiah, then of course you need kavana, because without kavana you're not going to be able to connect to the mitzvah. Another issue, right? Another issue that hinges on this question. So we have the din of shofar gozel, the psula mitzvah b'avera, Rambam says doesn't apply to shofar. Second issue is mitzvah sichas kavana. The Rambam says that even if when you do a maisa mitzvah, you don't need kavana, but by shofar you need kavana, because there is no maisa mitzvah by shofar. The whole mitzvah is the shmiah alone. And finally, I think there's another issue that perhaps we can explain based on this question as well as the nature of the mitzvah shofar. The Shulchan Aruch in Ilcha Shofar in Simen Tov Kuf Pehe writes the following. This is in source 22 on the fourth page. Kodem Shiyitka Yivarech Lishma Kol Shofar V'Yivarech She'achiyon. First, make a bracha on the shofar before the mitzvah. Hago says the Rama, Ve'ein chilek b'einim im Yivarech la'atzmo o shekvar yotza um Yivarech lo'otzi acher. Hafilo achi Yivarech atokei ashtei brachos haniskaros. Says the Rama, there's no difference whether the Baal Tokeh is being Yotze the Mitzvah right now, or he's being Motzi someone else. The Tokeh is always the one who makes the Bracha. Now, we should be careful. Right? This is talking that the Tokeh is being Motzi other men. Let's say a man couldn't go to Shul. So the Tokeh is coming to be Motzi the man. If a Tokeh is blowing for women, Avada, the women have to make their own Bracha. If he's blowing, like a second blowing, he already was Yotze the Mitzvah, then the women have to make the bracha for themselves. If the tokeh is being yotze himself, so then he's saying the bracha for himself. But if he's being motzi women avada, they have to make their own bracha. Because shofar is a mitzvah, say shazman grama. It's a mitzvah that noshim apturos from. And in fact, Sephardi women would not make a bracha on shofar. They don't make a bracha on tzitzis and any mitzvahs that are zman grama. But Ashkenazi women do. But the tokeh can't make the bracha for them, because they're potter from the mitzvah. So there's no orvis over here. Right? If they want to volunteer the bracha, so according to the Ramah, they can volunteer the bracha, but the tokeh wouldn't make the bracha. So anyone who blows, after being Yotzi himself, if he blows for women, avada, the women have to make the bracha. The women have to make the bracha. They make the bracha themselves. They make the bracha quietly. But comes the Ramah and says, if the Baal Tokeh is going to be motzi another man, after he already has been Yotze, so then he's the one who makes the bracha. The Rama says he's the one who always makes the bracha. Comes the Magen Avraham in source 23 and quotes a Trumas Hadeshin. Oh, you see, Magen Avraham quotes a lot of Trumas Hadeshins. We had one this week. Ve'ein chiluk, says the Magen Avraham. Right? Ve'ein chiluk going on the Rama. V'tov yoser, says the Magen Avraham from the Trumas Hadeshin. Tov yoser she'ivarech ha-shomea ela she'ein nogin kein. It's really better that the shomea should make the bracha. Even a man. It's really better that the shomer should make the bracha, but that's not the minig. The Mishnah Brura quotes this Magen Avraham: Ha'achronim helu de ba'ofen zeh shekvar yotza tokeh ba'atzma tov yoser she'ivarcha ha'shomer ba'atzman. U'minig ha'olam lahokel la'otzion b'chol gavni ve'ein limchos behem ki keinu ikam yidina k'ma shekosu p'chadosh v'hagro. Mishnah Brura says, quotes the Shemas Hadeshin, that really it's better that the Shomea should make the bracha. But the Trumas Hadeshin says, the Minig is not like that. The Minig is like the Ramah, that the Tokeah is always the one who makes the bracha. What's this based on? What's the Machlokas? The Tokeah has already been Yotzei, now he's blowing for someone else. So the Shaila is, who makes the bracha? Does the Shomea make the bracha, or does the Tokeah make the bracha? Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Sefer Mekorei Kodesh, wants to suggest, based on a Taz that we saw last year, the Taz in Yoredei. The Taz has a Yisod, that we never try to be mechalek the maisa mitzvah and the bracha to two people. Meaning the one who makes the bracha is the one who does the maisa mitzvah. Right? Remember that, Taz? Taz said that's why it's inappropriate for one person to make the bracha if someone else is going to do the shechita. Whoever does the shechita makes the bracha. We don't separate the bracha from the osa ha-mitzvah. Zokter Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, what's the Magen Avraham saying? Why is it better that the shomer should make the bracha? Because the Ramah is assuming that the Tkiah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. He's assuming like the Rambam. I'm sorry, the Magen Avraham is assuming like the Rambam. The Magen Avraham is assuming like the Rambam that the Tkiah is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. So it turns out when the Baal Tokeh is blowing for the people who haven't been Yotzei as of yet, then there is no Maisa Mitzvah over here. There's one person doing a Hechsher Mitzvah, and there are other people doing the Kiyama Mitzvah, but no one's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So if no one's doing the Maisa Mitzvah, you can't say the Baal Tokeh should make the Bracha, he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah. He's not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. So then it's better for the shomim to make the bracha. If the tokeh is being yotze the mitzvah himself, so then of course he makes the bracha himself. But if the tokeh is not being yotze the mitzvah now, then he's doing nothing. He's only doing a hechsher mitzvah, but he's not even doing a maisa mitzvah. If you go like the Rambam. If you assume that the mitzvah is fulfilled through the shmia, then the tokeh, if he's not being yotze himself, he's not doing a kiyum mitzvah nor a maisa mitzvah. So that's why it's better for the shomim to make a bracha. What is the Ramah thinking? The Ramah says that ein chilek better for the tokeah to make the bracha, whether he's being yotzi himself or he's being motzi someone else. The Chora, the Ramah, is following the Shagas Aryeh. He assumes that there's some kind of a hybrid here, right? There are two elements to shofar. There's the shmia and there's the tkiah. Even though we do make the bracha lishma kol shofar, we make a bracha on the kiyum, right? So somehow the Ramah has to assume that we always make a bracha on the Gemar HaMitzvah, and since the Kiyum Mitzvah comes after the Maisa Mitzvah, so we're always going to make a bracha Lishma Kol Shofar. But the Ramah obviously is assuming that the Tkiyah is part of the Mitzvah. He must be assuming like that. So comes the Ramah and says, if the Tkiyah is part of the Mitzvah, then it makes sense that even if the Tokeh has already been Yotzeh the Mitzvah, he still should make the bracha, because we never try to split up the Maisa Mitzvah and the bracha. The Osa Maisa Mitzvah is always the one who makes the bracha. So if you assume, like the Rambam, that there is no Maisa Mitzvah in Shofar, then it makes sense that if the Baal Tokeh has already been Yotzei, then the Shomer should make the bracha. But comes the Ramah and says, maybe that's not true. The Ramah assumes, like the Shagas Aryeh, that maybe there are Tzvei Dinim in the Mitzvah of Shofar. Maybe Tkiyah is the Maisa Mitzvah of Shofar. So if Tkiyah is the Maisa Mitzvah, then it makes sense that the Baal Tokeah, who's always doing the Maisa Mitzvah, even if he has already been Yotzei the Mitzvah, since he's doing the Maisa Mitzvah when he blows a second time, then he should be the one to make the bracha.